God brought you out of the kingdom of darkness. See, God has delivered you. It says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, the end of Amplified, the Father has delivered you and drawn you to himself out of the control and dominion or rulership of darkness, and he has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. In other words, he has taken us out from under the control of the adversary, and he has brought us into his kingdom. And when you're talking about kingdom, remember we talked about, when you're talking about kingdom, you're talking about a king's governing system of influence over a domain, a territory impacted with his will, his nature, and his lifestyle. At one point in time, the adversary, he had influence over you. He had domain over you. He had influence over you, and he was impacting your life with his nature, his lifestyle, and his culture. But then you got born again. Then you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And what happened? As a result, you was transferred out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. Now you're operating according to the kingdom of God. And in God's kingdom, the most simplest form is God's governing system to meet the needs of mankind apart from the world system. You're no longer bound to this world system. You're no longer bound to the world's way of doing things, because you're now a citizen of the kingdom of God if you have been born again. Remember, we will teach and preach the word of faith. The word of faith, the word that brings about faith, which is assurance, persuasion, reliance, truth itself, and belief. But in order for you to participate in any of the things the Lord just laid on me to give to you, he says you first must be born again. Now, why do you have to be born again? Well, according to John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus said, until you are born again, you can't even perceive, understand, or comprehend the kingdom of God or God's ways of doing things. And he says this, he says, except you be born again, you cannot even enter into the kingdom of God.